Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from New Zealand. It's 10,000 clicks away from the USSA, and my very special guest today is Andrew Norton Weber. We're going to be talking about distilled water, if I'm not mistaken. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Hi, Vincent. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much for coming on. It was sort of tentative there. I had a number of people recommend you, and I got the impression that a lot of people try to demonize you for some reason. I don't know why I got that impression.
I think it's because it helps people out. So we seem to be living in opposite land, and until we flip that switch with the help of people like you, I guess I'll be demonized.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's an old Lancaster bomber pilot saying, World War II, when they were taken off to bomb Nazi Germany kind of thing, to defend Mother England. If you're copping the flak, you're over the target.
Nice, I like that. We're getting some flak.
Would you like to explain just a little bit about who you are, what it is you do? And we'll continue on and just have a conversation. Let's pretend that we're sitting at a cafe, two intelligent dudes, just having a little bit of fun.
I feel like we are. Let me have a little drink of some water here.
Go for your life, son.
Well, I'm just a normal guy as far as I know. I grew up, I got a typical Western American education, Western high school, didn't go beyond that. Had ADD type symptoms from fluoride and didn't really feel like doing too much college or studying because I couldn't really stand it as it was. So I just went about life doing typical things, construction job, shuttle bus driver, pizza cook, pizza delivery. Met a man along the way who taught me about doing art, and I found that interesting. And so I started making sculptures. And we're just kind of going through life, doing things like that. I met a woman who was an artist also, and we started dating, and she had a daughter. And her work sold very well, her paintings, and they still do. Her name is Susie Scarborough, and you put a .com, and you can see her paintings, S-U-Z-Y, and Scarborough spelled like the fair. She was the breadwinner, and I was kind of doing all the cooking for the family, and I started learning about what a chemical assault we all seem to be under. And so I started researching health issues about 10 or 12 years ago now. And, you know, made the common move, like a lot of people, more towards vegetarianism, more stir fries. Overall, still flexitarians. If, you know, I was going to your house tonight, we were having wings. I guess I'd have some wings, no problem there. I got to keep it social and visit all of our friends. Then I learned about fluoride, and as soon as we did that, we shut off the well, shut off the city water and dug a well, and that instantly my skin stopped being dry from the chlorine or the lack of chlorine. And I learned about raw foods, and I was just starting to learn about that, and a friend told me about a guy who was local, knew a lot about it. I said, well, bring him over. I want to talk to him about it. And I really didn't know much about it, but I treated him like a human Google machine for about 2 hours. And I was all done, all out of questions, asking about raw foods and herbs and smoothies and juicing and crystals and what have you. And I was out of question. He just all of a sudden goes, you know, you can drink your urine and cure just about anything. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, look up urine therapy. And that's what started the journey into the distilled waters. Because I learned that the body fluids are one of the four sources of the distilled waters. But I didn't know about distilled water yet, because as most people will look up distilled water, they're always slapped in the face with an article with the title of Early Death Comes from Drinking Distilled Water. And so, of course, I had found that early on, too. And, you know, for any artist or anybody that has any product for sale, it would be their dream if any time anybody searched for it, that their article always came up first, or their website. And it seems to me, without fail, wherever you are in the world, if you Google distilled water, this article is always on the first page of hits. And sometimes it's number one position, two or three, but you will find it. Anybody can drop what they're doing and find the early death article. And so that article and the fact that this knowledge is so simple are my two main nemesi in spreading this knowledge. So anyway, back, that's where I was. I thought it was deadly for you because it's a complete fake science article, but that's what it tells you. And so I dug a well, I started learning about urine therapy, and I had nobody encourage me except for that one yogi. But I found it interesting, the things it was saying that it was doing. It could melt arthritis. It could dissolve cataracts. It would dissolve all the plaque out of people's veins. It would erase depression, problems with thinking. It would suck splinters out of wounds. It would heal burns with no scarring, no matter what degree they were. If a tip of the nose got cut off, you could put it back on and bandage it and keep it wet with urine, and it would fuse back on. You could get bit by any poisonous snake in the world, any poisonous spider in the world. Does not matter. What the urine therapy world taught you was that as soon as any poison enters the bloodstream, seconds later, the antidote is in your urine. And all you have to do, you don't have to run to a hospital, or if you're out in the middle of the bush, just, you know, pray and say, that's it, I'm all done. You just need to put a few drops of your urine onto your tongue, and the antidote to whatever bites you is in your urine. And these two lymph nodes that study antigens, which are tiny dots of whatever is bothering you, these two lymph nodes make antibodies in response to studying the antigens. And so if a cobra bites you, there'll be cobra antigens in your urine. It is a vaccine. And that's how
apparently Chuck Norris once got bitten by a cobra, and five painful days later, the cobra finally died.
Nice. But he showed him. Okay, so you can either, you know, just be super tough like that and show the snake what's up, or if you're not as good as Chuck Norris, you can drink a little pee. But it works. You don't have to be scared at all anymore. From now on, it's all a joke. So,
I believe there was a article released something about jellyfish stings, and you can thwart them with urine on there. So that just basically goes for everything, doesn't it? Any poison, any toxin in the animal kingdom, at least, because I don't think Fort Detrick, Maryland, weaponized anthrax or something like that. Oh my God! No, I'm just going to pee on myself. I don't think that's going to work, is it?
Actually, it does. The body, the liver, of course, catches all toxins and it breaks them down, and it delivers the message. It's really information, and there's a lot of people that understand. Water, if you go into Emoto, they're talking about, you know, you can imprint water, treat it like a blank CD. And so that's the vibrations even of the weaponized anthrax. This system even rinses radiation. This knowledge desperately needs to get out to our brothers and sisters around Fukushima and anywhere that any radiation is going.
There's some massive protests around Japan right now because apparently all the nuclear reactors have been turned off and they're just wanting, now to turn them back on. And apparently the people of Japan don't want that to happen.
Go figure. When you study urine therapy, I would end up ordering more than 20 books and reading over 1,000 testimonials, and you start to know that it works from one, anything that you try works exactly the way the books say it will. Anything your friends try works the same way. And the sheer overwhelming level of the testimonials from all around the world. The books I have are from England, Germany, Australia, India, America. They're from every country and in every language. And they're never very big. And the testimonials are always the same. the basic most high speed thing that you learn you can do if you're in danger of like a serious disease, cancer, whatever, and you just learned about this knowledge, is they go on a urine therapy fast. And they stop eating and they completely start drinking all of their urine. They pee in a glass and they drink it, pee in a glass, drink it, round and round and round. And without fail, within 2 to 3 weeks on average, they vaporize cancer, AIDS, tuberculosis, leprosy. And by the time they're done, if they go 30 to 40 days, they've not only vaporized any and all illnesses, but they've lost 20 to 30 years in appearance. If you know, if it's a typical 60 to 70-year-old person, a 45-year-old man can be reduced down to about a 25-year-old man. And things that you only associate with a lost fountain of youth happen to people. If you found Ponce de Leon's magical fountain, your gray hair turns back to black, eyeglasses get thrown away, wrinkles pop out.
That's right, men. If you've been looking for the fountain of youth, it's been in your pants the whole time.
That's right. The joke about that is there's not just one fountain on the planet. There's 7 billion and counting. Everybody comes with one fountain built into their body. And that is the secret or the joke behind the common garden sculpture fountain of a little boy peeing into a pool. It's a hidden pictogram for the fountain of youth. It's always a little boy, sometimes a little girl, but it too repeats the pattern. It pees into the pool and the pump sucks it back through the statue and it goes round and round.
Yeah, I was actually going to mention that this is far easier for men to do all of this thing than women, because we've actually got a directional nozzle that we can use.
Yes, you can roll yourself upside down and do a direct right into your mouth. There's videos of monkeys doing that, peeing right in their mouth, and female monkeys will have to squat and bring it up to their hand over and over again. Much more wasteful system.
Not to mention, you're going to wash your hands afterwards.
Well, actually,
you should probably do that anyway.
Actually, urine is sterile, and so parts of the world where they don't have much water, they use cow urine, they use their own urine for even for washing dishes, for washing their hands, for washing their whole bodies. So, you know, it is a known scientific fact that there is the most sterile fluid in existence is your urine, because it's basically your blood plasma, and if your plasma is toxic, we'd both drop dead in a second.
And incidentally, some pee smells really, really bad, and some pee doesn't smell at all. Is that about right?
Yeah, it depends on, even if you're an unhealthy person, you can instantly turn it clear by drinking a lot, like drinking a lot of beer, and you tend to piss clear. But if you're eating a lot of cooked foods, that's what's really making people's pee awful. And people who are raw foodists and vegetarians and fruitarians and drink their water, their own water, they constantly have totally clear water, and it even starts to take on a slightly sweet coconut flavor. You know, babies smell sweet. That's the original state we can all go back to. If you rinse out all the garbage out of the machine, your water starts to reflect that sweet smell also.
Mm.
So I kept studying urine because it was just fascinating that it seemed like it was true. And I studied for 5 years. And for 5 years, I only knew about urine, and I wouldn't be able to talk further. And that's a real hindrance because, you know, who wants to talk about pee, right, or drinking it or anything? But luckily, you know, once you are hip to that there's things, you're being the urine in the opposite land, you keep studying. And so I was reading a book by Hilton Hotema called Man's Higher Consciousness. And he had a little section in it called Rainwater and Distilled Water Are Safe. And I almost didn't read it because I thought, hey, early death comes from distilled water. So obviously, you know. But it was a good book, so I decided to read what Hotema had to say about it, Hotema. And he started listing what he said distilled water does to the human body. And keep in mind, at the time, I've got a full library of what urine therapy does to people, and I just couldn't help but notice that everything he was saying was identical to the things that urine does to people. And it started setting off alarm, because I had ordered 20 urine books and read over 1,000 testimonials, because I couldn't figure out the mechanical how. What was it about urine that was melting arthritis, melting cataracts, dissolving kidney stones, whitening people's teeth? There seemed to be this magic to it. But the most I could figure out on my own was maybe it was the ammonia content doing all these things.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of which, my friend John Eisen from this Uncensored magazine here, he went to the hospital. He had kidney stones. And they said, well, we're going to do all this treatment, we're going to operate, whatever. And he said, no, just give me some Coca-Cola. within an hour or two, I think he was out.
That's right. That works too. It's so acidic.
You can dissolve a lot. You can dissolve a lot of things in Coca-Cola, even a human body in a bathtub. And we're coming up to break now, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew Norton Weber is my very special guest. We'll be talking about distilled water. Do you have a website, Andrew?
AndrewNortonWeber.com and AquariusTheWaterBearer.com.
Back in a minute, folks. Don't you go anywhere.
Because it's Wednesday, and Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, yeah. Sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, it's business time, it's business time.
It's business, it's business time.
That's what you mean it's business time.
It's business, it's business time.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the show that's all about business time, the sexiest 2 hours in talk radio, 5 days a week. 2 hours a day for your listening eargasm pleasure. And my very special guest is Andrew Norton Weber, not to be confused with Andrew Lloyd Weber or Alfred Weber or Kevin Costner, who during the film Waterworld had a few Webers on his feet. So welcome back.
Andy drank his pee.
Yeah,
he had a
oh yeah, that's true. He had a purification little device thingy where he took a wookie leak into it and then it just purified it into water for him to slurp and then gave some little bit to the little little plant that he had.
A little misleading there because he didn't realize he could just drink it. Didn't no need to purify already the most sterile water in existence.
Yeah,
right. Mm. So. Let me get you up to speed as to how I found this distilled water thing and saw through the mist and obfuscation of the early death article. So Hotema's listing off all the things that he says distilled water does, and I understand what urine does, and I go, wait a second, those are all the same attributes. And it really hit home when he said, distilled water dissolves mineral deposits and acid crystals from the body. And in all the urine therapy books, there's a line akin to urine melts rocks and removes stones. And I said, that's the same thing. And of course, you see all these testimonies of kidney stones dissolving, just like the way Coke does, arthritis dissolving. That's all stone. So right then and there, it kind of all came flooding into me. I said, that's why they tell you distilled water is deadly, because it has the same effects as urine. And it also answered for me what none of the urine books explained, the mechanical how. And what all the urine books do is they talk about that urine is 95% water and then 5% ingredients, things like urea, hormones, compounds, excess vitamins, minerals. And so they study that. And nobody ever really talks about it except there's always they say urine is more sterile than distilled water. You'll see distilled water mentioned in urine books, comparing it to it, but never saying that's what it is. And they never talk about what I'm going to teach you about the magnetic properties of pure water. That's actually what's doing it. So I immediately knew it was the water. And so I immediately started buying distilled water books, which I never thought to do before because I thought it was deadly, right? And everybody out there in the health world is fooled by this early death article. A lot of the top health gurus they tell you distilled water will kill you. They basically parrot all the fake science that's in the early death article. So I started studying distilled water books and authors from around the world. And sure enough, even though they don't mention urine, everything they're describing is it does exactly what urine does. And then I started looking into juicing books, and everything that happens in the juicing world is exactly what happens in the distilled water world and the urine world. And of course, the common ingredient between all three of these things and machine-made distilled water is pure distilled water. And so then I quickly saw, I learned, and here's how water works. Opposites attract. And that in the currently accepted scientific worldview of opposites attract, water has a negative electrical charge to a clean molecule of water. And everything that is not supposed to be in your body, the arthritis, the stone material in between your bones, the plaque in your heart, the stone in your cataracts, the yellow gunk, the fluoride, the chlorine, the nicotine that's making your teeth yellow, every single thing in existence, including all pathogens that are not supposed to be in the body, have the opposite charge from water. They have a positive charge. And it's just that simple. It is magnetically attracted to what you think of as garbage, dirt, things that are deadly to you. And that's why you're not supposed to know about it, because it vacuums out the body. And Western medicine is making their money and keeping people in misery, and which means power over the people, through the lack of the one simple idea of cleaning the body out from the inside. Everybody cleans on the outside constantly. And evidence that we're not clean on the inside is we all have to use deodorants and have tons of smells coming in, perfumes. Babies don't need that because they smell sweet. The human body smells sweet naturally. The only reason for deodorants and perfumes is because we are full of decades-old garbage. Now, Western medicine doesn't want to remove the cause of your problems. If you've got breast cancer, they want to irradiate the breast or chop off the breast. They don't want to talk about removing the cause, because if they did, there'd be no more repeat symptoms bubbling up out of the cause, which, to simplify, is toxic overload within the body.
To simplify even further is repeat business.
Yes. Yes, very much so. And they don't want you to know about distilled water because it does nothing but focus on removing the cause. It does nothing but go in and magnetically search for objects of the opposite charge. Whether you bless it or not, whether you believe in it or not, whether you put your intentions on it or not, whether you structure it, vortex it, bless it, put crystals in it, whatever you want to do to put it in the sunshine, it doesn't care. The properties of water are as they are. It's the reason we're 80% water. It's the only reason we're standing. It's the only reason you could eat Crisco, butter, steaks, and lobster your whole life and not drop dead. It's been the water all along that has been vacuuming it out of our bodies. Now, most people are eating 3 cooked meals a day, and animals in nature don't ever eat cooked food. And so there's only a certain top speed at which the body can eject garbage. Most people are exceeding that rate, and it gets stuffed up and stuffed up and stuffed up. And so you're seeing this incredible levels of diseases. If you reverse that trend and start eating either raw foods, which digest themselves and don't require hardly any effort on the body, and or just slow down on the amount you're eating, you can reverse the trend, be taking in less than the rate at which you can push it out. And you add pure water to that rather than stone waters. Water's already city tap water, which is already loaded with stuff, or spring waters, mineral waters. These are already loaded with garbage, and they don't have empty vacuum bags. They're already got stuff on their backs, and their ability to pick up garbage, these individual water molecules, and their ability to have magnetism to attract it. If they got stuff hanging all over them, it's like a horseshoe magnet. You know, when it's clean and with no nails on it, it's powerful, and you can suck nails away from the pile without even getting close to the pile of nails. You get more and more nails on it, it's weaker. You got to put it closer into the pile of nails. You get so many nails on it, you want to try to pick up some more, it actually ends up dropping a few off because it's lost its power. That's what dirty water is like. That's what spring waters are like and tap water. And the ruse, though, that is fooling everybody is nobody's talking about what types of minerals. Everybody's saying, yeah, I got to get my spring water because, yeah, I got to get my minerals. And Perrier and Pellegrino and all these fancy waters from around the world that people are paying out, you know, crazy amounts for.
which are incidentally containing fluoride because they don't actually come from a spring at all. And when you call them up, that's what they tell you. Oh, it comes from a spring, all right. You know, they're just reading the script, bro. It's like Lewis Black said. There is some dude in Pittsburgh in his bathtub filling those freaking bottles.
Yep. And if, you know, even the ones that aren't coming from taps, even if they are the most well-meaning artesian, Fiji, whatever, there's two types of minerals, and this is left out of the conversation. There's organic minerals and inorganic minerals. And I'm not talking about farming. I'm talking about in the world of chemistry, there's organic and inorganic. And the human body can only assimilate organic minerals. Inorganic minerals are what you think of as dust and dirt and stone that you have no desire to ever eat dirt for the most part, right?
No.
Right.
And speaking of inorganic minerals, the body can't absorb them. Have you heard of Dr. Thomas Levy? He got a bowl of cornflakes, I think, Kellogg's cornflakes. It says, we've got iron in these cornflakes. So he gets a magnetic bag, blends up the cornflakes, puts them in the bag, and then all of these iron filings and shavings actually wind up accumulating on the magnet strip of the bag. They're actually adding real metal into that stuff, and but it's not bioavailable, bro.
That's a beautiful example, and that is exactly the ruse that's going on. It's got iron, right? We said it's got iron, not lying to you. Just not telling you the whole truth.
Dude, that battleship has iron. Are you saying that it's nutritious for me to try and eat it?
That's right. And that's what's killing people, is this lack of piece of knowledge that of the difference between the two types of minerals. If Perrier and Pellegrino were being honest and listing the full chemical title of the calcium, magnesium, potassium that they're so proud of, it would have to say inorganic calcium, inorganic magnesium, and so on. Just think about it. These are groundwaters. If you had a glass of clean water and you splashed it across the ground and then picked it up, you know it's going to have dirt in it, right? But most people don't realize that water is magnetically attracted to dirt. They just think of a sweeping action and somehow gets caught up in it. But you can even see when you wash your laundry, your clothes, the dirt seems to not stay with the piece of clothing. It seems to go away with the water. And there is the sweeping action, but it's really the magnetism that it's sticking to. And that's why the first thing you think of when you have something dirty, you wear some water. I want to rinse it off. And so in the early death article, the main ruse that is used to scare people, and pretend you don't know anything about distilled water. I know you will now, though, but just start asking random people without tipping off, you know, say, what do you know about distilled water? Should I drink it? You will start to see this undeniable pattern of people going, oh, no, you shouldn't drink it because it will leach minerals from the body. That's coming from the early death article, and see how, notice they did not distinguish.
Hold on a second. It's leaching minerals from the body, sure, but it's leaching the inorganic, unabsorbable minerals, right? Is that what you're about to say?
Yeah. That's right. And that's how, that is the main, that right there is what is murdering people on a daily basis. That article is scaring people away from it constantly because of that one simple trick of words, not mentioning what type of minerals you're talking about. And the spring waters would be more appropriately called heart attack water, cataract water, gout water. It's full of rocks. If you could get your minerals out of spring water and out of the dirt, why can't we just sell boxes of dirt? We can make a killing. It's got tons of minerals in it. Why not pour more dirt in your water? How come there isn't a dirt shaker on the salt and pepper table, you know?
Yeah, well, Bill Hicks was doing comedy in in small southern towns, and he goes past this guy's place and had a big sign that said dirt for sale. He's like, honey, oh my God, I just got a brilliant idea. We can sell dirt. It's everywhere.
Yep. And that's what's killing people. They also like
so many ways. We've got dirty politicians, dirty this, that, dirty that, and the other. So if I understand this correctly, you distill water, good for you, right? are you supposed to run it through a carbon filter? Because I had this this water distiller thing that takes like 4 hours to get all the steam and everything like that. And it's got a carbon filter on the end before it goes into the water. If it's fully distilled, does it even need that carbon filter?
Yes, because you're using an artificial method of distilling. You use a high heat method. The only reason for the carbon filters are volatile organic compounds like chlorine and chloramines have a lower boiling point than water. So they actually start to lift off before, and carbon catches VOCs. That's the reason for it. And the more expensive automatic units have not only a post-carbon filter, but they also have a pre-carbon filter. Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is one of the things. That article, the early death article, is hosted by Dr. Mercola. And a lot of people look up to that doctor. What he really is an 80-20 bait and switch deception agent. He's great on fluoride. He's great on mercury. He's great on vaccines. You'd be like, oh, Mercola dares to speak out on all these things. His main job for the UN is to be the front man for the distilled water will kill you routine, because they get the depopulation program in effect. This saves people and brings it. It's like watering a wilted flower, and they start drinking pure water. So it's one of the things you can see that Mercola is purposely lying when he talks about that distillers actually concentrate VOCs like chlorine and chloramine. He's got on his website, you can see him talking about it. You can see him in videos with other fake doctors talking about how, oh no, you can't use distillers because they concentrate, chlorine makes it through the distillation process. And why the reason that's puzzling? They're pretending they don't know about carbon filters. And they're pretending, they're posing as somebody who knows distilled water enough inside and out to make videos and articles and say that it'll kill you, right? I dare you to try to find a distiller, a home use ones, that doesn't come with carbon filters. They all do. Because it's such a known scientific fact.
Exactly. All right. Andrew Norton Weber is my guest, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be right back to the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Bear in mind, this is a listener-supported broadcast, so you can donate and subscribe there through the bank account at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Back in just a few minutes, folks. Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the final segment of the first hour, and we have Andrew here for the full two. We thought about taking callers and asking questions, but I'm actually quite enjoying this conversation. Andrew, would you please continue? Because you said over the break that if you drink like a gallon of distilled water a day for like 2 weeks, you'll never go back or something.
There's two things, you remember, only two things from this talk. One is that pure water is the cleaner for the human body. Two is that high, steady, consistent volume is the method. And for the average 150-pound man, a gallon a day will start to bring about fountain of youth type effects, as though one were drinking what people experience through drinking urine or fruit juices. That's the average, you know, adjust it up or down for somebody's weight. And, it'll take you a long time to realize how magnetically strong this water is. And, people start to have detox symptoms, and that's something we can't ever not mention. So that people don't confuse the detox symptoms as though the distilled water is making you sick.
It's that's another thing. I was thinking about that today as well. when you're detoxing, you get really depressed, and this happens after you suffer like the flu and things like that. You actually feel really, really miserable and depressed. You feel like quitting a job, you hate your family, and so on and so forth. And then I was thinking about this. The same thing happens when you detox from bad information. Have you noticed that? If you start learning that the world's not how you thought it was, and it's actually run by ruthless criminals, sociopathic scumbaggery filth, then you kind of get depressed. You start hating everything, and you start wanting to quit your job. And I was like, oh, my God, isn't that interesting?
And your ego has to take a hit. If you can't deal with that, you tend to block it out because you have to admit you've been fooled your whole life.
Yeah, that's like saying, no, I don't want to try that cancer therapy. I want my chemotherapy. Really, the chemotherapy that even the Australian Medical Association says kills 97% of recipients and 3% that do survive is like a placebo effect.
Yeah. So we got Mercola obviously lying about pretending he's never heard of carbon filters before. To try to scare you that VOCs make it through the distillation process when there's nobody that runs distillers without carbon filters on them for that exact reason. And he also lumps in distilled water with every other, and he's referring to machine-made distilled water, as though there's not other sources of distilled water. It's not just coming out of a machine. In fact, any method that you use to make water pure, a condition of pure water, whether it went through a distiller or not, is that it's distilled. The meaning of distilled water is in the word itself. It means it's not still, and it's referring to at the molecular level that there's no objects of the opposite charge clinging to the individual molecules and slowing them down. The more objects you add enough, eventually becomes mud, very still, right? Distilled water is at the other end of the spectrum, nothing but hydrogen and oxygen. It's not still. It's the fastest moving water in existence. And so when Mercola says distilled water, he's ignoring the fact that that's all nature makes is distilled water. And nature's system, the hydrologic cycle, doesn't need
rain.
Yeah, rain, mist, snow, dew, and fog. Those are all distilled waters, and there's no carbon filters on the hydrologic cycle because it's a low heat method. Remember, the VOCs only make it through the high heat method because of high heat, because their boiling point is just under that of water. When you're using evaporation,
what is the boiling point? Because what if you did a machine that distilled water using that same low heat method, where there is a slight vapor coming off it? It takes a lot longer, but it works and leaves all of those lower boiling point chemicals at the bottom of the distiller. How about that?
They have some commercial grade ones that are like that. They're kind of like called pre-boiling chambers. There's a number of different ways that they deal with this very issue of VOCs, and it's such a commonly known fact. Every distiller in the world deals with it, and so it really exposes that Mercola is not just making a mistake. The early death article is impossible to be an accident. It's very clear that it's done on purpose, and this, anybody that's in the truth movement should let you know that when they're trying to hide something, there's something there, and what we are talking about is basically all of the fantasy weapons and defenses that you've ever heard about come through this knowledge of water. The lost fountain of youth is water. The secret of alchemy is water, and I'll explain that later. The spear of destiny, the Holy Grail has to do with water. This is what we need to kick the monsters off the planet, is this pure water knowledge. And that's why they're so desperate. They took the chances to write an article trying to scare water-based creatures away from pure water when it's really the most awesome thing they can ever ingest. It shows how desperate they are, and it really exposes their attempts to hide this knowledge. They didn't have to try too hard to hide the urine therapy knowledge, but the distilled water one, you will see that it is prevalent. You will see that there, you know, everybody in your health food store will be offended if you start trying to tell them you're going to drink distilled water and you don't like mineral water. They'll think you're crazy because this is so, it's just out there everywhere.
Does mineral water actually have any good properties to it, though? I mean, if they are organic, bioavailable minerals from underground or whatever?
Well, they can't be from underground and be organic and bioavailable. They're only made like that through plants. It's photosynthesis is actually what turns things from inorganic to organic. Let's say an orange tree grows in the ground, right? That's inorganic calcium in the dirt. You don't feel like eating it, but you do feel like eating the orange, which has got organic calcium in it. Now, what happened? Photosynthesis means photon fusion, light injection. Photosynthesis is the injection of sun or light into dead matter. And so that inorganic calcium gets drawn up into the plant. Photosynthesis injects light into it, and the same piece of calcium that was dead and not shiny and unorganized, as in inorganic, becomes organized enough to hold light. And now you have organic calcium. That calcium will repair a spot in your bones. The calcium in dirt and spring waters and groundwaters will get stuck in between your bones. It is completely unusable.
That's like the biological equivalent of getting spinach stuck in your teeth.
That's weird.
You get it? Maybe you do.
I don't know. You just threw me for a loop there. I'm sorry.
Well, you're talking about how, let me just explain that incredibly lame joke here. Okay, it's the equivalent of getting spinach stuck in your teeth, because instead of the spinach just going down, it just gets stuck in the little calcium wound there.
Yes. And the body recognizes it as foreign matter.
Kind of like the Department of Homeland Security.
They recognize us as foreign matter. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. No, I'm just
kidding. Here's what will happen if you start trying to tell people you're going to switch to distilled water. One, they'll tell you, no, dude, don't leach minerals from the body. Totally untrue, but it's a half, on purpose half truth. Yes, it does leach minerals from the body, only the inorganic ones. Physically and possibly magnetically, scientifically, cannot touch the living minerals that are supposed to be in you. But they want to give the impression that it'll leach the potassium out of your heart and you'll have a heart attack, or the calcium out of your bones and you'll crumple to the floor. The other thing they'll tell you is distilled water is acidic, and you only want to drink alkaline water. This, too, is complete. We're in opposite land. This is completely flipped on its head. And a lot of people can see it when you remind them that they are told it makes them alkaline if they put some lemon drops in their water, right? That's because lemon juice is acidic. Living foods are acidic, and they have an alkalizing effect. You want to consume living acidic things, because the burning of that fuel creates alkalis or ash, otherwise known as alkaline matter. When you have a living piece of wood and you burn it, the result is ash, otherwise known as alkalis. The way you get a proper alkaline reading in your body is from eating living acidic foods, and the burning of that fuel creates alkaline waste matter, and that is where you want your alkaline reading. Now, in the health food world, you've got all kinds of people dissing distilled water, saying that it's slightly acidic, which is true, but that's just the natural state of it. And we want you to drink alkaline water, which these things like these spring waters, and they say Patagonia waters, like the Valhalla spring waters, it's like 9.0 alkaline, but that's because it's full of stone. It's alkaline because it's full of dead matter. And it'll make you alkaline in the sense that it'll flood your body with dead matter.
How interesting. Have you heard of the Large Hadron Collider? You know? Uh-huh. The one of them goes like $8 billion, four countries involved, and they wanted to find out what kind of the origin of the universe was, you know, trying to find the God particle. So they smashed these two particles together, knowing full well that it could create a black hole and destroy all life forms. And then they found a new type of particle that appeared for just a moment and then disappeared and had no practical benefit. And they called it Doesn't Matter. We'll be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Don't you go anywhere, folks.